Michael Abramson is sitting in a bar overlooking the harbor in South Boston's Seaport neighborhood.
Some more water for you?
It's the kind of place he comes for drinks with friends after work. Right now, he's eyeing the plastic straws on the bar and in his drink.
Your straw is constantly in your drink throughout the entire night. And let's say now somebody slips GHB into your drink.
GHB is one of the most common synthetic so-called date rape drugs. It comes in liquid, powder, and pill form. And it has powerful euphoric and sedative effects.
Your straw would actually change color. Any part that is touching the drink would actually then change color. And it would be designed to, so it would be clear that there was a color change happening. There would be no question about it.
Red stripes on the straws and cups would indicate the drink has been contaminated. It's an idea Abramson has turned into a business under the name Drink Savvy. He's working with two professors at his alma mater, Worcester Polytechnic Institute, to develop his first line of plastic straws and cups. He's also working on glassware.
Whatever you're drinking from, your cup, your straw, your stirrer, your glass, whatever it is that you're drinking from, if that were actually also the indicator that would change color if somebody has drugged your drink, well, then you've got continuous monitoring of your drink. You've got something that's completely discreet and totally effortless.
Abramson's patent is pending, and he's working to make the price of his cups and straws comparable to regular ones already on the market. He has support and office space in the Mass Challenge Startup Center on Fan Pier. He's also a practicing patent attorney at a firm in Boston. But perhaps most significant is Abramson's personal connection to his product.
Well, I got the idea after the unfortunate experience of being drugged myself.
Date rape drugs are usually associated with female victims, but men are drugged too, often to be robbed.
It was about 3 years or so ago. I was at a club in Boston, and I had my first drink of the night, and a few sips into it, started to feel much more like my 15th drink. And the next thing I really remember is kind of being thrown over my friend's shoulders and having them say, "They're throwing you out, they're throwing us out."
Abramson says he woke up the next day in his apartment, relatively unharmed. He doesn't think he was robbed, but he couldn't remember what had happened, and he had a terrible hangover. He didn't go to the hospital, and that's common among people who suspect they've been drugged.
A lot of times, people don't have a clear memory of what happened, and while they're sort of trying to sort out what's happened to them and how they feel about it, the time is passing for those toxicology screens to be done.
Meg Besong is a spokeswoman for the Boston Area Rape Crisis Center. Her organization collects data on rape and sexual assaults through its hotline and from hospitals, even incidents that aren't reported to police. But she doesn't have data on the prevalence of so-called date rape drugs. And police and emergency room doctors agree it's very difficult to track since so few cases are reported, in part because of shame.
And it's very hard to catch those drugs in the system. There's a time limit on when you can catch those drugs in a toxicology screen. So it's about 72 hours.
But these drugs can leave victims physically helpless, unable to refuse sex, and unable to remember what happened to them. That's why Abramson aims to bring his straws and cups to market and sell them to bars, restaurants, and college campuses first. He's raised $52,000 through the crowdfunding website Indiegogo.
I get emails almost weekly from people who have had much worse experiences than I have. And it's really sad to hear, but it's actually encouraging for me to really get on it and try and make something that can actually prevent it from happening to anybody else.
Abramson has promised his funders he'll have straws and cups for them by September. Anne Mostu, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.